The 20th day of the blessed month of Tuba, the departure of St. Prochorus, one of the 70 disciples. On this day, St. Prochorus departed. He was one of the 70 disciples who were chosen by the Lord Christ. He was elected by the apostles to be one of the 7 deacons who were filled with the Holy Spirit and with wisdom, as described in Acts 6, verse 5. He was related to St. Stephen, the archdeacon and proto-martyr. He accompanied St. John the theologian in most of his missionary journeys. St. John ordained Prochorus a bishop for the city of Nicomedia. St. Prochorus preached the Lord Christ to his people and baptized those who believed from them. He endured many hardships because of his evangelism and ministry. When he finished his good endeavor, he departed in peace. May the prayers of St. Prochorus be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day in the year 304 AD, the Holy Father Anba Cloag, also called Bagog, the priest, was martyred. He was from a village called Elfant, and his parents were Christians. Dioscorus was the name of his father, and his mother's name was Euphemia, and they raised him with a Christian upbringing. He learned the church subjects in the village school, El Kutab, and the signs of holiness became evident in him since his young age. He was merciful to the poor and kind to the needy. When the people recognized his many virtues, they brought him to the bishop, who ordained him a priest for the church of the village. During the ordination, the people there heard a voice saying, "Axios, axios, axios," which is to say, "Worthy, worthy, worthy." He shepherded his flock with sincerity and uprightness. The reputation of his holy demeanor spread in every place. St. Julius, who wrote biographies of the saints and martyrs, came to Anba Cloag with some of his men and received a blessing from him. St. Julius took him to his village of Akfas, where Anba Cloag stayed for a few days and then returned to his hometown. Persecutions continued to intensify against the Christians, and Arianus, the Christian-hating governor, came to Elfant to force the people to worship the stone idols. When Anba Cloag knew of his coming, he gathered his flock in the church and celebrated the divine liturgy. He preached to them to be steadfast in the faith, even until the last breath. And then he went to Arianus and willingly confessed the Lord Christ before him. Arianus seized him and tried to entice him with high-ranking positions, but the saint refused. Then Arianus threatened him with the severest kinds of torture, but the saint did not fear the tortures and was steadfast in his orthodox faith. The governor severely tormented him and then took him to Anesia, where he again tried him and tortured him again and again. However, the angel of the Lord strengthened and encouraged Anba Cloag, and he wrought some miracles in prison. The governor ordered to take him back to his hometown and to behead him. And thus did Anba Cloag receive the crown of martyrdom. The church that bears his name in Elfant still has his body in a reliquary. May the prayers of Anba Cloag be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day was the martyrdom of St. Benha. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. And also this day marks the commemoration of the consecration of the church of St. John El Cucchi in the city of Rome. He was known as the owner of the Golden Bible. His body was relocated there from Constantinople. The account of his departure is recorded under the 16th day of the month of Abib. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.